San Diego County Supervisor Nathan Fletcher resigns. Just 2 days after announcing he will enter out-of-state treatment for post-traumatic stress, trauma and alcohol abuse, San Diego County Supervisor Nathan Fletcher said March 30 he will resign from his supervisorial role at the end of his medical leave. His last day in office is reportedly May 15. The delay will allow time for the board and the public to consider who will take over his seat. "The strain on my wife and family over this past week has been immense and unbearable," Fletcher wrote on Twitter March 29. He said he was grateful for his constituents and his team, and thanked the county workers for the work they do. "I am proud of what we accomplished together," he said. In a joint statement with his attorney March 29, Fletcher admitted to having consensual relations with someone outside my marriage. While his attorney said about a woman suing the supervisor over alleged sexual harassment, "The simple truth is that Ms. Figueroa pursued my client. Their interactions were consensual and Mr. Fletcher does not and never had authority over her employment." Local officials have shown support for Mr. Fletcher and his family while admonishing some of his behavior. Nora Vargas, chair of the San Diego County Board of Supervisors, told the Epoch Times in an email, "I'm deeply disturbed by the allegations against Supervisor Fletcher and support his resignation. We must work to create a safe environment for all the dedicated people who work throughout San Diego County, and I won't accept anything less." Supervisor Jim Desmond also expressed concern over the allegations of sexual misconduct by Fletcher. "It takes immense courage for individuals to come forward with such allegations, and we must create a safe and supportive environment for victims to share their stories," Desmond wrote on Twitter. "As elected officials, we must remain vigilant in our commitment to serving the public good and always act with integrity and honor." Supervisor Joel Anderson told the Epoch Times in an email just after Fletcher announced he would check into a rehabilitation center March 27, "My prayers go out to my colleague Nathan Fletcher and his family during this difficult time in his life, and I encourage all San Diegans who are quietly suffering with mental health issues to seek help." El Cajon Mayor Bill Wells also responded to Fletcher's announcement on Twitter. "Of course, we have compassion for the public official battling addiction and mental illness, but we also must be realistic about the gravity of the job," he wrote. Wells also called on the Board of Supervisors to clean their own house and address their failures, instead of having little to no thought given to the careers of the individuals involved. The Board of Supervisors will next decide, as early as 20 days prior to Fletcher's vacancy, if his seat will be filled by an appointment made by the board or by a special election.